Blog Talk Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got pain,
he's a pain taker.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Ms. Felicia A. Moore, Atlanta City Council President. How are you doing this morning, Ms. Moore?
I am wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. Sorry about the phone number mix-up. I apologize.
No problem. No problem. I hope everyone is ready for a safe Thanksgiving Day get-togethers and celebrations. Hopefully not getting together, but more just being together.
Yes, ma'am. So, you've been elected as the president of the Atlanta City Council since 2018. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Yes, ma'am. So you did quite a bit. You implemented several things. The 2011 pension reform effort for the city of Atlanta, you effectively rallied labor unions and pension boards and employee groups together to grow, increasing their contributions to both save their defined benefits and avoid expensive legal action against the city. When tragedy struck Alzheimer's patient, after wandering from her home in District 9, you authored the legislation to establish Maddie's Call.
Mm-hmm.
And you implemented throughout Georgia, you implemented throughout Georgia a program, Maddie's
yes,
Call.
The Maddie's,
yes, to alert.
Yeah, Maddie's Call got adopted.
Atlanta
by
Police
the
Department. That's throughout the state, yes. I'm surprised you're not governor.
That was prior to my being council president in 2018. I served as council member for 20 years for district council person, District 9, which is Northwest Atlanta. I served there for 20 years and did a lot of legislative things and oversight things, and had a lot of accomplishments over the 20 years working with a very diverse district that represented both, as people would say, Bankhead and Buckhead. So it was a big diverse district, a wide district, and was able to get a lot of things accomplished.
All right. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You've done a lot for Georgia and Atlanta. What else are you doing, Ms. Moore, Ms. Felicia A. Moore? What more are you doing that I don't know about, so the people listening will know more about you?
Well, other than, many of the things that I did related to transparency ethics and accountability, as well as serving the citizens. I did as a council member. Just recently as council president, I brought that same energy into the office that I have. I introduced and have, well, I can't introduce, let me put that back. I gave it to council members to introduce, which they did and passed a couple of significant pieces of legislation. One, as you know, we've had the corruption investigation, which is still ongoing at City Hall. And some of it surrounded our procurement process and how we did procurements. And being a council member, obviously, the only explanation we have for procurements, particularly if there were some issues, would come from the administration. So I offered created what's called independent procurement review officers that would follow the procurement process, be a third party that would look at the procurement and then let council know if there were some issues with the process prior to them voting for the legislation and that passed. And I'm proud to say that that has become a model that's being replicated in DeKalb County and other cities and states. Many auditor associations are passing that idea around and implementing that. In that way, you can make sure or have another layer to make sure that procurement is fair and processes. And then the other one was I authored legislation that was introduced to create a compliance office that would make sure that the code and the charter that we have are being followed. That's another issue that we've had in previous administrations. And that has morphed into an inspector general, which was my original intent, as well as a compliance office. And so that has been established, and I'm happy to say they have selected a nominee to be the first inspector general for the city, who should be taking the reins the first of next year. So I'm happy with that. But we're, looking to make sure that our city is transparent, ethical, and accountable to the citizens.
Yes, that's wonderful. You were also Atlanta's top 100 women of excellence in special recognition for the Golden Dome chapter of the American Business Women's Association, or abbreviated ABWA. You have awards, and you should have, which is only right, because you should be recognized for the things that you have did. You're also an active member of the National League of Cities. Sitting a former board member. You've been president and current board members of the National Black Caucus of Elected Officials. You're also a member of the Georgia Municipal Association Legislation Policy Council and past president of Central Region District 3. When you were, while you're a National League of Cities, what, and a former board member of the NLC, abbreviated, What purpose does this organization serve, and what does it do?
Well, the National League of Cities is extremely important, and it's kind of hard sometimes to translate that, really, to get more council members and elected officials involved. But National League of Cities is exactly that. It's a National League of Cities. It's cities, towns, boroughs across the country that come together. And primarily the main goal is to advocate on behalf of cities to our federal government, to making sure that the federal government and our federal partners know the needs of cities and address those as they're doing policy, for instance, for transportation dollars, infrastructure dollars, CARES Act funding, which is a more recent thing with the coronavirus relief. So the primary goal is advocacy. But over and beyond that, it has a lot of benefits. One is the different programs and activities. There's a lot of research that are done on issues that cities share that you can go to for resources from the National League of Cities, and also programs that are already established that you can bring to your city But the main thing is also I found it to be very beneficial is the networking. One, making sure your city is represented and your city is at the table. Atlanta is extremely important to this country, and people really look to Atlanta elected officials to be a part of it. And then making sure that you're represented, but also the networking in meeting other people from other cities. For instance, if you're hiring someone from another city, if you are active and involved in NLC, you probably have met a council member or someone from that city that you can call and get a first-hand review of that person. So, you know, the networking is good, as well as sharing of ideas. Hey, we're trying to do X in our city, or we're having this problem in our city. I'm involved also in a group of council presidents from large cities across the country, and we meet biweekly, of course, virtually now. And it's just been phenomenal to be able to talk to someone who has shared experiences and then share ideas and suggestions with each other. So that's what the National League of Cities is.
Okay. All right. So how is Atlanta doing with the coronavirus? I know how America is doing, but specifically Atlanta. Have there been a lot of deaths?
Sure. I mean, Atlanta is, we have a large population of African-American people, which is where it's hitting quite often. I do not have the specific numbers from Atlanta. I could have had them if I'd known you were going to ask this question. But we are being hit just as hard as any other city. So I think while, you know, we know what's going on in the country, you know, you can mirror that in the city, and not only the city, what's going on around us in the state. So, you know, we have our challenges with coronavirus. We've had them even more specifically at City Hall, where, you know, we've had employees that have had challenges with it. And so it's, I don't think there's any place anywhere where there are human beings that coronavirus isn't present or having an impact on how you do your work or your provide your services.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it's been hit in the town that I live in, too. There have been deaths.
Yeah, and
so they're encouraging people not to get together on Thanksgiving Day.
And unfortunately, I don't think people are heeding that. You know, it's almost as if everybody thinks it applies to everyone but you. You watch the news, and if it hasn't hit you or your family, you just assume it's always someone else. I saw one lady on TV talk about how, yeah, I think her family had gotten together for some other event, and everyone in that family ended up with coronavirus. And, you know, and she said, you know, that people don't anticipate that it happens to them. You watch the news and you always think it's someone else. And unfortunately, because of tradition and our longing to be with our loved ones and relatives, people think that they're putting precautions in place to make it safe for the family to get together. But that family did a lot of the precautions that people asked for, and it still didn't work. And it's just best to do something virtual or stay away from each other so that you can get together next year, you know, maybe next Thanksgiving.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, and I just said exactly what you said. But unfortunately, people are still going to get together. Unfortunately,
yes, and we're going to see the numbers. Yeah, we'll see the numbers in around Christmas, and it'll be a sad Christmas.
Yeah. So you also a cum laude graduate of Central State University in Ohio, and you hold a Master of Science degree from Central Michigan University with a concentration in public administration. You were an honor society member, a member of the Alpha Sorority, or as abbreviated AKA. You're also a licensed real estate broker. and you're a proud resident of historic Culler Heights community in Atlanta, Georgia. How's your real estate business going?
Well, I am not as active. I do have a license, and if I have people who specifically want me to do something, I take a project here or there. I spend majority of my time trying to serve the citizens of Atlanta at City Hall. But the real estate market itself in Atlanta, even amongst this pandemic, is really booming. There is a lot of home ownership and people buying homes, and the supply is very limited. And so the prices of the housing is still continuing to climb. So while you have a pandemic and you have several people who are struggling now because of loss of work, there's still a significant number of people who are still working, primarily those that are not essential that can work from home and have the means to be able to purchase homes. So the market is still moving on, even in the midst of the pandemic.
Yes, in the midst of the pandemic. They're encouraging people to celebrate the holidays virtually. Virtually celebrate them, and which is probably a great idea. It's just that people have a longing to be together with their families. So,
well, I understand that, and I want to go see my mother, but my mother made it very clear: stay away from her. she wants to be around for Christmas and New Year's, and sometimes we have to make sacrifices. And is that 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours that you spend with your family to have a meal worth one of your relatives being put on a respirator, perhaps dying? Or, with this coronavirus, you don't have to die from it. Just getting it can be a long-term illness. There are people who are getting the virus. They're recovering from it or testing negative, but they still have long-term effects. Lung damage, heart disease, migraines. There are a lot of symptoms that linger long months and months after you originally contract the virus. So, I don't want on my conscience to be a part of making anyone sick, nor do I want to get sick. So, while I would be spending Thanksgiving with my family at this time, we know better. We love each other enough to stay away.
All right. So, are you married, Ms. Moore?
No, I'm not.
I just wondered. I was just curious. I hadn't read anywhere that you were married.
No, I am not.
Oh, all right. So, do you have any children?
And I don't have any children.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you say the housing market is still, people are still buying homes. I would love to buy a home in Atlanta. It's too expensive.
Yeah, housing prices have increased. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just too expensive. If I bought a home, I would have to have 5 to 10 acres. I don't want to live around anybody. I really don't.
Well, you might want to live out in the suburbs. I'm sorry, my phone is ringing. You may want to live out in the suburbs.
Yes, ma'am, that's okay. All right. So,
I try to stop it.
Are you going to run for any other offices?
Next year is election year, and I plan to be reelected to serve the citizens of Atlanta. I've enjoyed my service, and I'll continue on. What that would be, who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Right now, I'm focused on making sure that we get through our last council meeting of the year, 1st of December, and I make appointments to the committees, which is a part of my duties as president of council.
All right. Okay. So are you yourself doing any public speaking virtually or anything like that about the coronavirus?
Not specifically on the coronavirus. Of course, that does always come up in topics in terms of its impact with the city. And like I said, you know, when I meet with other council presidents, a lot of times we're talking about the effect and the effect of it in our communities and things that occur as a result of it. But I do a lot of virtual meetings and a lot of Zoom meetings and a lot of appearances between community, civic, and business organizations to update them, just as I'm doing with you, on what's going on with the city.
I just have a question. How is it doing with the MARTA, people who ride the MARTA? They're in Atlanta. They're in Georgia. How is that doing with the corona?
I think there's some challenges. One, in terms of some of the service had been cut back because of the virus, and there are rules where people are required to wear masks when they're on the bus. I haven't heard, and in the beginning there seemed to be a little problems with it, but I have not heard any recently.
Okay. All right, as a politician, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want, if you're not comfortable answering this, how do you feel about President Trump?
Well, I mean, I do not support a lot of his policies, when there are policies, and or his approach to addressing those policies. So, you know, I have not and I've been a supporter of the president and what he has done. But we have a new president coming in, and I'm looking forward to his leadership and his direction for our country.
Yes, ma'am, I am too. I'm not a politician. I just host a radio show, but I am too. I'm hoping Biden can really get this coronavirus under control with mandates. I hope he reinstates the programs that President Obama had concerning pandemics and rehires the staff of that worked on the pandemic with President Obama when there was SARS and Ebola. When there was SARS and Ebola, I hope he reinstates the pandemic office and the people who were employed there because they were really good at handling SARS and Ebola.
Yeah, there's a lot of work he has to do to reverse and rebuild some of the things that have been dismantled. So we're certainly looking forward to that and understanding it won't be an overnight process, but one that needs to get underway.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Felicia Moore. One or two more questions. Do you have any charities that you are particularly fond of?
I try to be supportive of as many organizations as I can in Atlanta. I've been a long time, I started it, was there when it started with this inception, and been a long time board member of the GAPE Youth and Family Center, which provides all types of assistance from, childhood, child mentoring, after school programs, family support, et cetera, in the Northwest Atlanta area. I also love Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless, you know, because they provide to the least of these in our community and making sure they have the assistance that they need. And so, you know, anything that is helpful to uplifting the community, I'm supportive of in one way or the other.
That's wonderful. And you also were instrumental in opening a brand new public supermarket in Northwest Atlanta. There hadn't been a grocery store in decades there. And you also helped with the installation of the state-of-the-art Agape Community Center, offering programs in technology, recreation, and health and wellness for seniors, children, and families.
And that's the one I mentioned.
There do need to be more grocery stores in Black communities.
Yes, and, you know, I've moved from that area. I was over there. Now, you know, we need to work on one in the Northwest Atlanta area, on the Hollowell Parkway, a.k.a. Bankhead Highway area. So, you know, food insecurity is an issue in the city still, and we still got to keep working to try to get those type of developments in our community.
Yes, that is true. But some of those stores are quite high. Some of those supermarkets are.
Well, we can't control the whole supermarket, but, you know, getting something there where you do have at least an option. Something's better than nothing. Let's put it that way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am, it is. You are so right. You are 100% right. All right, Ms. Felicia A. Moore, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I wish you continued success in your work there in Atlanta as Atlanta City Council President of the whole Atlanta area. I wish you the best, and I hope you continue to be innovative and doing the things that you do to help the people of Atlanta, because you really have did a lot.
I just wanted to thank you for having me on. I know we've gone back and forth on Facebook for a while, but I'm glad I was able to come on and share what I'm doing and what's going on in our great city.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you were, too, and I'm glad we were able to do this interview. I apologize. I've been sick. I've had food poisoning and walking pneumonia, so I've been kind of sick.
I hope you're getting better.
It lasts about 3 or 4 months. I'm still recovering, but I'm still doing my shows, so started back doing them. So thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, ma'am.
All right. Well, you and all of your listeners have a safe.
You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving too tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
A safe one. Bye, ma'am. All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That is Ms. Felicia A. Moore. She is the Atlanta City Council President of Atlanta, Georgia. This lady's been busy. She's doing a lot. You can tell she has a heart. Her heart is in it. So we need more officials like that, people who really want to help the community. We need it everywhere. We haven't had good leadership. So, like me, I'm looking forward to the next administration, President Biden's. I'm looking forward to him becoming president, and I've got a lot of hope. I know it's still going to be work to get him to do things, but I feel like as a community with leaders, like we have, it will get done. The things that the communities need will get done because, you know, Black people really put him in office. Georgia is one state. So I'm really hoping he'll come in on the pandemic and help with the disability laws that Mr. Trump has put out there, the new laws and rules that he's put out about administration judges not handling cases and people that he's handpicked. I really hope Mr. Biden addresses that about Social Security disability and retirement, because Social Security disability is something dear to my heart. People who get disability obviously have problems, health problems, mental problems, physical problems. And it's just not fair that he did this. I feel like he did it to hurt the community of the disabled. He said the whole point was to save $3.2 billion and get people off of disability. Well, I know that people believe that everybody can do some kind of work, but will it be enough to keep a roof over the work they do? Will it be enough to keep a roof over their head, lights, water, food? That's what people have to look at. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.